I'm sorry to keep you waiting.
我请大家原谅，好似要大家等我。
But I'm a soldier without his sword.
因为好似我系一个士兵，冇咗我把剑。
My Bible was left in a case that was not brought.
我嘅圣经留咗喺个袋度咧，但我唔记得带嚟。
So I'm trying to use a Bible that's unknown to me, unfamiliar.
所以我用紧本圣经咧，系我唔系好熟悉噶。
But one thing I can ask you to do.
嗱，一样嘢我可以叫你做噶。
Would someone, either up here or down there, please read 1 Corinthians chapter 3.
请大家打开哥林多前书第三章。
Just read the whole chapter carefully.
我哋第三章成章。哥林多前书第三章成章，我哋请大家仔细嘅嚟到去读。
Please notice what we're reading because this is the context of what I'm going to say.
请大家留意所读嘅，因为我即系要交通呢啲嘅说话。
Thank you. 1 Corinthians.
哥林多前书。
Chapter 3.
第三章。
The whole chapter.
成章嘅圣经。
All right, just stand up because.Some of you might go to sleep and I want to keep a watch on you.
我起身呢，因为呢可能你有些人要睡觉，我要看着你们啊。
Let us pray.
请大家祈祷。
Our loving Father, we are gathered together here in the name of your beloved Son, our Savior, Lord Jesus.
我们亲爱的天父，我们今天是奉你所爱的儿子耶稣基督的名字来到在你面前聚集。
And we expect your presence too, Lord.
主啊，我们期望你的同在。
And that you may speak to us.
以致你能够同我们说话。
Oh, give us the ears that hear.
给我们一个会听到你的说话的耳朵。
The inner ear that hears.
那里面，心里面的耳朵能够听见。
And grant that this time shall be precious and profitable to us all.
求主你的话能够是对我们有益处，能够祝福我们。
Please make up for all our deficiencies.
主要补足我们所有的欠缺。
Overrule all our mistakes.
我们所有 的失败错误。
Provide for all our weaknesses.
遮盖我们的软弱。
But yet through to each one of us and truth you want us to know.
透过我们叫我们能够认识你自己。
Hear us for your name's sake.
听我们的祈祷，奉你的名字。
We pray in the name of our Lord Jesus.
我们奉主耶稣基督的名字来到祈祷。
Amen. The Apostle Paul in this passage we have read.
我们在这一段的经文读到使徒保罗的说话。
In fact, throughout this first epistle to the Corinthians.
其实整卷的对哥林多的书信。
Again and again says, you know.You know,
一次保罗话你哋知道，你哋知道。
He means us to know.
其实我哋知唔知道咧
？And the things referring to mainly is this.
但其实佢所讲到嘅事情其实就系咁样啦。
You are not your own.
乃话你唔系属于你自己噶。
You are not your own.
你唔系再属于你自己噶啦。
Now,Many people, even Christians, say, "Oh, I am my own. I can do what I like."
好多嘅人，甚至基督徒都话，我系属于我自己嘅啦，我中意做点就点做啦。
That's how some people think, unfortunately.
有好多人系咁样谂，有多人都系咁样做。
But we are not our own.
但其实我哋唔系属于我哋自己噶啦。
We are bought with a price.
我哋系只用重价嚟到买赎咗我哋噶。
And the apostle follows that by saying.We are to glorify Him.
使徒就继续咁样讲，你应该嚟到荣耀神噶。
In our body and spirit.
喺我哋嘅身体，喺我哋嘅灵嘅里边嚟到荣耀佢。
The Lord Jesus wants the whole man, not half.
我哋嘅主想要嘅系我哋嘅全人，唔系半个啊。
He wants absolute ownership.
佢要有绝对嘅主权。
Not half ownership.
唔系只系一半嘅系主权。
Not occasional possession of us.
唔系只系间中嘅嚟到嚟到系管理我哋。
He wants absolutely all.
佢要绝对嘅全部。
No, he has a right to say that.
佢有咁样嘅权利嚟到咁样讲。
In the Old Testament, The Lord gives to us an outline of the law. And if we read it carefully, we shall realize how thorough, how complete it is. You see, we may read in Psalm
19.
Psalm 19. A few verses about the law. The law of Jehovah is perfect, restoring the soul. The testimony of Jehovah is sure, making wise the simple. The precepts of Jehovah are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of Jehovah is pure, enlightening the eyes. The fear of Jehovah is clean, enduring forever. The judgments of Jehovah are true, they are righteous altogether.
诗篇十九篇第七至第九节，耶和华的律法全备，能苏醒人心；耶和华的法度确定，能使愚人有智慧。 耶和华的训词正直，能快活人的心；耶和华的命令清洁，能明亮人的眼目；耶和华的道理洁净，存到永远；耶和华的典章真实，全言公义。
From these words we can understand you can't quarrel or disagree really with the law of the Lord.
我们从这经文我们知道，我们不能够同这个赐律法给我们的主来去拗叫。
What is true? He tells us plainly. And the word I want us to get this afternoon is this. Ye are not your own. Ye are not your own. If I am not my own, if I am belonging to somebody else, what does that mean? It means I've got to be careful. If it were my own, well, we can be careless with our own things. But if we're in possession or use of borrowed things, we know a time of handing back or recognizing is coming. And we don't want to fail. What is given to us or lent to us? We have to render an account. Now, permit me to say just a personal thing here. I have realized 100 years. What's that mean? God, the Lord, has provided me with oxygen sufficient for 100 years. That's tremendous. Every breath I have breathed in this 100 years has been given me by the Lord. His supply of oxygen has been perfect. That's why I've lived so long. That's why I'm healthy today. His supplies are sufficient. Well, we are not our own. We are borrowing from the Lord time and breath and strength and wisdom. We are receiving from Him. It's on loan, really. everything that belongs or everything that is with us. Now, brothers and sisters, this is not a new thought for you, I don't suppose. But I want it to be a new thought for me every morning. Because it's important if we're going to live aright this day, we must open the day aright. And confess to the Lord what is true. Oh, here I am awake another day. The 20th of July, 2007. What shall I do? Think about myself? Well, that's what we usually do. We wake up and thinking about ourselves. How I am, what I'm going to do, where I'm going. Well, we do undoubtedly live a lot of selfish life. But there's a better life than that. The unselfish life. Where Jesus comes first. Why? Because I owe everything to Him. He has created me and preserved me for His pleasure. Therefore it's good if every morning I wake and say, Fred, you're not your own.
You're
His. So now,
spirit,
soul and body,
mind,
heart and will, and all my faculties, instruments for righteousness. I think, well, I've got eyes, and I've got ears, and I've got a tongue. I've got these faculties, seeing, hearing, speaking, and then there's tasting, and smelling, and feeling. All these faculties He has given me, and they're to be for Him. Because I am not my own. Oh, dear brothers and sisters, let us be exercised with facts, not fantasies. They say young men see visions and old men dream dreams. Well, it's true, I dream every night.
Of
course, I'm an old man. What do I dream? Oh, I can't tell you. All kinds of rubbish. I wake up sometimes exhausted because I've been dreaming. Well, don't let us dream or go by our dreams. Let us face the solemn fact, which is not a fantasy, I am not my own. I am bought with a price. And what's the price? The precious blood of Christ. Not my own. Now, if I say that, if I accept that, or if others hear that, they may want evidence. They want the evidence. And the Lord was very careful in His law to set forth plainly how it could be told that this belonged to Him. The Lord spoke much in the Old Testament, particularly about inheritance. Speaks about his inheritance. We are his inheritance. And the New Testament, the Apostle Paul says, that we should know the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints. That's Ephesians 1:18. The riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints. I used to have a question about that. Because I thought, the Lord hasn't much in his people, has he? The devil seems to have a lot. Doesn't belong to him. Yet he possesses so much. He's the God of this world. I used to feel the Lord was a bit left out. But though there were many that bore his name, it didn't amount to much. But the Apostle Paul says, we are to see the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints. Now, you know, inheritance is something that comes to you, perhaps, by the death of your parents. They leave a legacy. And it's your inheritance. Now sometimes there's dispute about that. Perhaps other members of the family are jealous. And so they will dispute your right to that inheritance. God anticipates the deceitfulness of every heart. So therefore he speaks plainly to protect us. And he tells us precisely how it is that God can say, we are not our own, we are his. In the book of Jeremiah, chapter 32, beginning at verse 6. The word of the Lord came to Jeremiah. Behold, Hanameel, the son of Shallum, thine uncle, shall come unto thee, saying, buy for thyself my field which is in Anathoth. For thine is the right of redemption to buy it.
求你买来，因你买这地是合乎赎回之理。
And Hanameel, mine uncle's son, came to me in the court of God, according to the word of Jehovah, and said unto me, buy my field, I pray thee, that is in Anathoth, which is the land of Benjamin, for the right of inheritance is thine, and the redemption is thine. Buy it for thyself.
我叔叔的儿子哈拿妙果然照耶和华的话来到惠远的院内对我说在便雅悯境内阿兰特的那块地求你买来因你买来是合乎承受之理是你当属的你为自己买来吧我耶和华就知道这是耶和华的话
Now what follows is quite important.
接下来的是非常重要的
Because we are told the procedure for purchasing and making sure the owner had what he paid for.
因为今次所讲的程序就显明那个买主要付了这个代价以致他有这个权利了。
Let us read verse 8.
第八节,
8 and 9.
第九节,
Well, we may not stay to read the whole. But by my field I pray thee, that is Anathoth, which is in the land of Benjamin, for the right of inheritance is thine, and the redemption is thine. So if it had perchance gone out of the hand of the people to whom it really belonged, they could redeem it. It could be redeemed.
求你买来，因买来之你是合乎承受之理，是你当属的。这个就话俾我哋听，如果将我哋系卖咗出去嘅时候，系可以赎翻翻嚟嘅。So
then it says what the procedure was.
下边就俾我哋睇见嗰个赎回嘅嗰个程序啦。The
purchasing and the making sure was this way.
嗰个买赎同嗰个肯定嗰个确据，乃系咁样样。
It says in the verses which follow.
跟着经文这样讲。Verse 9.
I bought the hand of Hanamel, my uncle's son, the field which was in Anathoth, and weighed him the money, 17 shekels of silver.
我便向我叔叔的儿子哈拿庙拿了阿拿迪的那块地，平了17舍客勒银子给他。
The price was paid.
那个价钱，那个实价已经给了。
When the Lord speaks to us that we are not our own, we are not our own because we are His. He's paid the price. That's the procedure. And said in verse 9, I bought of Hanamel, my uncle's son, the field which is in Anathoth, and weighed him the money. 17 shekels of silver.
第九节那里就说，我便向我叔叔的儿子哈拿庙买了阿拿特的那块地，平了17舍客勒银子给他。
And I subscribed the writing and sealed it and took witnesses and weighed the money in the balances.
第十节我在契上签押，将契封函，又请见证人来，并用天平将银子平给他。
And I took the money, took the writing of the purchase, that which is sealed according to the law and the statutes, and that which was open, and I gave the writing of the purchase into the hand of Barak the son of Neriah.
我便按规所立的买契，就是封函的那一张和敞开的那一张。 当着我叔叔的儿子哈拿庙和签押作见证的人，并在护卫院一切的犹太人眼前。So
the procedure of the purchase was paying the price.
那个买那个的程序，乃是俾付那个价钱。Doing
so in the presence of witnesses.
在见证人的面前来到签押。And
having the seal in the book.
又要将这个契约封函。
This transaction was recorded in two books.
这个契约封函，那是在两本书里面来到，是封函的。The
books were identical.
两本书都一样的。But
one was shut and the other was open.
这个契约，一张是敞开，一张是封闭的。And
what was there to indicate the similarity or the truth of both being the same?
有什么证据证明两张是一样的呢？
The names of the witnesses were recorded on the books. On the outside, there was the title deeds. The title deeds of his purchase.
那话这个买赎的人，他有这个权。Of
his paying the price.
是那他给了这个价钱。Doing
it in the presence of witnesses.
在见证人的面前来到这样做。And
having it written in the book, so it's there beyond dispute.
在这个契约上面，意思那里不可以再有拗撬了。
God means things to be clear.
神是要这些事情是很清楚的。
He declares facts. Not stories, not fantasies. He declares facts. And the fact that we are considering today is ye are not your own. Ye are purchased with a price. That was true for our Lord when he was on the cross. What was he doing? He's doing the whole work of glorious, loving redemption. On the cross. When we lived in Guildford, there was a dear lady there, she was a real believer. She was about 80, I suppose. We never asked the old ladies what their age was. But she was a happy Christian. And her name was Mrs. Mills. And if you said, "Hello, Mrs. Mills," how are you today? Her response was very brief but very to the point. How are you today, Mrs. Mills? Ransomed, healed, restored, forgiven. That's a tremendous package, isn't it? That's a tremendous. But it's what the Lord was doing. Paying the price for our redemption. How was that necessary? Why should there be a ransom? Well, we know why today there are ransoms spoken about. It's because someone has been abducted or snatched away. And they're held a prisoner until the ransom, the price demanded, is paid. Well, that's what Jesus did for you and I.
On the cross.
For you and I upon the cross. Paid the ransom. Did he pay it to the devil? Who did he pay it to? Did he pay the ransom to the devil? No. He paid it to satisfy the law. Because it's the law that takes captive those who are disobedient. So, Mrs. Mills, how are you today? Ransomed, healed, restored, forgiven. Wonderful. Now that's written in the book. That was the regulation for the purchase. Must be written in the book. And it must be written in two books. One will remain closed. And the other will be open for anyone to read. We have a book here, brothers and sisters, open to anybody to read. And it's telling us the story of his... He's telling us the story of his redeeming work. But when he says to you and I, ye are not your own, you are bought with a price, he does so with the support of his law, which is perfect. We don't like law. We always want to get away from authority. What's the problem in all the countries of the world today? Disloyalty. Their problem is law and order, establishing law and order. Put them in prison. But is that the cure? The Bible says, no, that's not the cure. What the law could not do in that it was weak through the flesh. God sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh and for sin, condemned sin in the flesh. But in so doing that, he provided for the new life which he would bring about. The book declares it.
There's
a book that is sealed still. And when we open the book of the Revelation, we find reference to that book. See, in the Revelation, Revelation chapter 3, yes, in Revelation chapter
5,
I saw in the right hand of him that sat upon the throne a book written wherein and on the back, sealed with seven seals.
启示录的第五章的第一节，我看见坐宝座的右手中有书卷，里外都写着字，用七印封严了。
What book is this?
这本是什么书呢?
Is that referred to in Jeremiah chapter
32? 这个就是耶利米书第32章里面所讲的。
Book which is written within and on the back.
那里外都写着的。
Sealed with seven seals.
那用七个印来封函。
It's the book of inheritance.
这个就是那个承受产业的契约。
That puts beyond doubt.
叫我们毫无疑问。
Puts beyond doubt the rightness of him to possess all.
给我们是知道那里毫无疑问的，我们有权来承受所有的。
You see what follows in this chapter. Chapter 3 of Revelation.
我们就跟着来讲到启示录的第五章后面的说话。
Oh, you say, I don't understand Revelation.
你说我不明白启示录的说话。
And there were a group of people who were studying Revelation, but they didn't understand it.
有这个人的说话，他们不明白启示录的说话。
But they went out into the park and they saw a man sitting on the bench reading. And they said, what are you reading? Oh, I'm reading the Revelation. Do you understand it? Yes! It's victory for Jesus all the way. And read Revelation with that in mind and you'll see it is so. And when you get to chapter 11, verse
15,
when the final seal of that sealed book is opened, there's a great acclamation. Chapter 11,
第十一章,
verse
15. 第十五节,
the seventh angel sounded his trumpet, and there were great voices in heaven saying, the kingdom of the world of our Lord and of his Christ is come, and he shall reign in the ages of the ages.
启示录的第十一章的第十五节, 第七位天使吹号，天上就有大声音说：世上的国成了我主和主基督的国，他要作王，直到永永远远。
That's an exciting moment, isn't it?
这岂不是一个极其兴奋的时刻吗？
When the sealed book is finally opened.
当这个
There is the declaration that now the kingdoms of this world have become the kingdom of Christ. What a wonderful moment. An exciting declaration. But that's before us still. John is being shown not only things belonging to his day, but he's being also shown that things belong further to his day. And some dreadful things are happening. For example, in Revelation chapter 6, I saw in the midst of the throne four living creatures, and in the midst of the elders a lamb standing as he had been slain, having seven horns and seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of God.
在《五章》第六節，我又看見寶座與四活物並長老之中有羔羊站立，將士被殺過的有七個七眼，就是神的七靈，奉差遣往普天下去的。
It's the final seal being broken on the book.
當最後的印來到在這本書來到被打開的時候,
that there can be no longer any doubt as to whom this world belongs.
當作毫無疑問，這個世界屬於誰的。
It's not the God of this world, Satan.
這個世界不是屬於這個世界的王撒旦的。
It's the Lord Jesus Christ.
乃屬於我們主耶穌基督的。
The King Eternal.
那個永遠的王,
he has the right.
他有那個權利,
to open the book.
來到打開裡面的書,
and to show here is the indisputable evidence that the world belongs to him.
來顯明這個毫無疑問的,
you know, when our Lord was tempted in the wilderness by the devil, one thing the devil did, took him to a high point where he could see all the kingdoms of the world. And Satan said, if you worship me, I'll give you all that. It's mine to give. And it was his to give because it's been given to him. From the days of Adam and Eve, even to this day, there's a question of whether he really has that to which he has right. But by his death, it has all been settled. We are not our own. We are bought with a price. And it's good if you and I wake up in the morning and say, Lord, that's true, that's true. I am not my own. I am not for the devil. I am not for myself. I am for you every moment of this day. Spirit, soul and body. Mind, heart and will. And all my faculties, instruments for righteousness. If we really will believe what he says, we shall be wholly in his hand. And what a life it will be. What the law could not do, God sent his own son to do it. And what did he do? He gave himself a ransom for all. He died for all that all might live. The governments today are multiplying the laws to try and correct the error that is evident upon our streets. But the law cannot do it. They come out of prison and they offend again. We had a testimony meeting in the Philippines when I was there. And a number of people were speaking from their heart what the Lord had done for them. And then one man got up and said, I can't say what these have said. All I can say is this. I sin, repent, and sin again. A persistent cycle of wrongdoing. Not if we realize we are not our own, we've got to give an account. It's interesting to see what follows in the Revelation chapter 6. John is shown a man on a white horse. We say, oh, that must be the Lord. But you follow what it says afterwards. You say, well, that's not the Lord. The Lord, he's going forth, this man on the white horse, he's going forth to conquer and to conquer. It's not a picture of the Lord. It's a picture of the devil. What is he doing? He's going forth to conquer, yes. But his conquest is destruction. Read what it says in those verses of chapter 6. One awful disaster after another. Well, it's a forecast of what is to come. It's a picture of the awful tribulation. Antichrist may appear as a prince of peace. But the people on the earth are soon disillusioned. They find he's not a conqueror for good. What are those disasters represent? They represent the devil's intention that Christ should have as little as possible. Satan knew or knows his time is short. But he's not willing to surrender to the rightful owner. So he sets about destroying. Is what happened in the last world war. When armies were retreating, they could no longer hold the ground. What did they do? They destroyed everything. Scorched earth policy, they called it. And Satan has a scorched earth policy. If he can't retain it, he won't let the Lord have it. He will rather destroy it. That's going to be history in a short time. When the book in the hand of the rightful person is opened. The final seal is broken. There can be no longer dispute as to who has the right to possess.
啊,那个地是属于谁的?
Well, it's going to be troublesome for some people.
啊,但是对于某些人来说,这个会麻烦的。
We read in those chapters, in those verses following,
啊,我们读那些经文来的,这些经文,
people were so frightened
啊,这些人是这么惧怕,
that Lord is now exercising his right to possess.
啊,我们的主,他要得回他拥有这个地的权柄,
that the people who were not worthy already wanted the rocks to fall on them.
啊,那些人,他们不配得,他们不想见主的人,他们说,情愿石头啊,遮住我们吧。
They wanted to die, but they couldn't.
啊,他们情愿死啊,但是死不去啊。
There's a serious time coming when we won't be able to take our own life.
啊,到了一个地步,甚至我们想自杀都不行啊。
We will have to face the one who has been denied the right to have us while we are here.
啊,我们要面对那位,当我们在地上的时候拒绝,他在我们身上所该有的权利的那位的主。
It's wonderful when the Lord comes, aren't we looking forward to it?
啊,但我们真的,是渴望来到见到那天主回来。
But there may be an uneasy conscience.
啊,但可能那里有这个人会有一个,不是很舒服的良心啊。
But Romans chapter 8 says, there is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus.
那我知道,但是那里说,现今,在基督耶稣里面就不再定罪了。
Do you believe that you are in Christ Jesus?
你相不相信你在基督耶稣里面呢?
Do you really believe it?
你是不是真的相信你在基督耶稣里面呢?
Sometimes it's important for us to analyze our beliefs.
有些时候我们真的很重要,我们需要去分析一下我们所信的什么?
What do I believe?
我信的什么呢?
There was a man who used to preach every Saturday night in the market in Newcastle when I was there.
在纽卡素这个地方,当我在这个时候,有个人,每晚他都在街市那里来传道。
He was an out-and-out atheist. I never went to listen to him. That would be a waste of time. But he used to say, my belief is unbelief. Well, not likely to be helpful to anybody, was he? He was not likely to be helpful to anyone. We must analyze our belief. And tremble perhaps. And fear. We read in the scripture in Romans chapter
3.
There could no goodness be found. There are a few verses. Whole humanity is described.
啊,那有很多几节的经文,将整个人类来到形容,
awful condition.
啊,是不是都是在这个堕落的境况里面?
And it's all summed up in a few words.
啊,这样几个字就能够总括了。
No fear of God before their eyes.
啊,那这个眼前他们没有敬畏神的心。
God doesn't want us to tremble.
啊,神话想我们在面前很震惊。
But he does expect reverential fear.
啊,但我应该有一个对神有一个敬畏的心,
to be filled with awe at his presence.
啊,当神神的同在的时候,我应该有一个好敬好畏的心,
to realize how great he is.
啊,来认识他有多么伟大,
how right he is.
啊,他是何等的公正,
and how wrong I am.
啊,我们是多么错,
so, take these words, beloved, this afternoon.
啊,相同爱的,啊,下午我们来留意这个说话,
and imagine yourself at the end before him.
啊,我们想象一下,日子最终的时候,我们去到他的面前,
will it be rejoicing, Lord, I'm yours.
我们能够很欢迎快乐地说,主啊,我属你的。
You've had me, the whole man.
你有我这个整个全人,
whether it be for 30 or 100 years,
无论你有30岁,无论你有100岁,
you've had me, the whole man.
你有我,你就是,我整个人都是属于你的,
not my own self,
不是属于我自己的,
but yours.
是你的。
Oh, dear ones, let us take seriously What is written? The warnings that are given. The preparation that can be made. And the joy that is to be ours when He comes to take His own. Amen.
Lord, thank you that you brought our brother to our midst.
我们感谢你是透过弟兄给我们有一些很严肃的说话。
We thank you that you have given us a word of a solemn a word from you through our brother.
我们主，我们都感谢你，你给我们之后很安慰的说话。
Lord, we thank you that you also given us words of comfort.
主，我们是属我们什么人呢？
Lord, who are we?
我们竟然能够属于你。
That we may be yours.
主，我们感谢你，你付一个重价来到买赎我们。
And Lord, we thank you that you have paid a very heavy price in redeeming us.
以致我们今天能够说我们属于你的。
That today we can say that we belong to you.
主，我们更感谢你，你是乐意的，来到将你所有的一切来到给我们。
Lord, more, we thank you even more that you are pleased to give us all that which is yours.
主，你要我们不但只能够成为你的儿子。
Not only that we are your children, your sons.
主，你更说我们要同基督一同来作后嗣。
That you also say that we are co-heirs with Christ.
主，我们求你打开我们心中的眼睛。Lord,
we pray that you open our eyes.
叫我们能够认识我们的天父对我们所显的何等的慈爱。
That we may know the love of the Lord of our Father has shown to us.
我们的主是为我们付了何等重的代价。
Now, Lord, how heavy a price our Lord has paid for us.
以致今日我们能够属于你。
That today we can belong to you.
主，我们渴望我们有一日，主你能够真系得着，系本该属于你嘅。
Lord, we hope and desire that one day you will have what that is yours.
主，我们今日睇我哋呢个世界，还系外一个恶者嘅手啊。
Today we see the whole world is under the domain of Satan.
但主，我哋感谢你，你话你一定会翻嚟。
Lord, we thank you that you said one day you will come back.
我们感谢你今天透过弟兄的交通。
We thank you today through our brother's sharing.
让我们知道主你一定要回来，你一定要得回你用重价买赎的。
That you will come and you will come to obtain to get back what you have paid with that heavy price.
主，我们敬拜你。
Lord, we worship you.
主，你实在配我们敬拜你。
Lord, you are worthy of our worship.
主，因为你不惜你的生命为我们舍去。
Because you have not withhold your life and you gave your life for us.
以致我们今天能够属你。
That today we can belong to you.
我们求主你的圣灵能够叫我们每一个都能够明白。
Lord, we pray to your Holy Spirit to cause everyone of us to understand.
明白主你为我们所作的。
To understand what you have done for us.
你为我们所预备的。
That what you have prepared for us.
以致我们能够预备余下我们的日子，能够在你面前蒙你的纪念。
That in the days left in our lives, that we may be prepared and our days can be remembered by you.
以致主，当我们见你面的时候，不单止我们欢喜。
That Lord, when we see you one day face to face, not only we are pleased, are happy.
主，你都欢喜。
And Lord, you're also joyful, happy.
我们这样祈祷，奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray in the name of our Lord.